This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Shannon has a question about psychology and Christians who work in that field. She says, what are your views on Christians who work within the secular psychology industry? They use all the secular psychotherapies, yet claim to be doing God's work by helping people, though they never get down to the real issue of sin. How would you handle this situation?
I've always been perplexed as to how people can press on in that indefinitely. In other words, if you're a doctor and somebody comes to you with a broken arm, you can heal their broken arm without telling them about Jesus. And now they can flex their arm and go out, and you never have told them about Jesus. And you will have done them perhaps some good, though maybe not eternal good. If you bring that over to psychology, it gets a little complicated, I think, to say, I do the same thing. A person comes to me with a marital problem or some depression or some eating disorder or whatever, and I give them some tips for self-understanding, and they get a grip and don't eat so much or don't have as many marital arguments, and I have done some good. But it seems to me, at that level, you're giving them tips which the Bible has a lot to say about why we should do what we do with our spouses, or how we should deal with our appetites, or what we should do with discouragement. And all the best news you are withholding from them about that very problem. So, sure, it's possible to give some temporary help to a person without Christ, just like you can fix somebody's broken arm without Christ. But when we're dealing with emotional, mental, spiritual, relational issues, the Bible is filled with wisdom about how it should be done. And if we're not doing it that way, then it seems to me that we probably vocationally should be moving towards a way of using our psychology where it can be completed in the full-blown biblical vision of what those relationships and those spiritual realities should look like. So my counsel is that I have little hope that in the long run, a person in secular psychology, where they're not allowed to talk about Christ, can really, really survive with a clear conscience indefinitely there. I would be eager for them to move toward a Christian counseling situation or a Christian psychological situation where all that they've learned there that is of use could be completed, permeated, transformed by biblical thinking.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.